continuing the campaign to force the government to reverse their decision on closing a much needed service in rural Ireland. And it's not alone that we are losing a service here, but people will lose jobs in this year. So what we're calling on all those affected right across the whole county, there's been a high number of post office closures, and we're asking for everybody to come along, irrelevant of your political allegiance. We're asking people to come along, have a very strong voice, that the rural Ireland has enough, the Gaeltacht has enough. We have to take a stand to protect the services that we have.
And a number of appeals for the closure of post offices have been rejected recently. Are you hopeful that something can come about in Donegal?
Look, we were told that the only way to actually challenge this here was to put in submissions. We don't believe that that's the only way to challenge that. It clearly hasn't worked, and what we're asking for people is to come out now and protest and to organise, to bring your own banners, placards, and we're asking people not to make this a party political thing and to leave the party political placards at home, but to make homemade banners. It's important that we are heard very clearly on the day in Letterkenny. What we're saying goes clearly to Dublin, and to say you cannot tear rural Ireland apart anymore. We've seen enough of unemployment. We've seen enough of immigration. We need these services to survive in rural Ireland, and they cannot be allowed to close our post offices quietly and silently, and to just follow suit. Them days are well gone.